Christ to the Nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for a devotion from the 15th chapter of Romans. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. Two men moved down the main boulevard of a town. Both were blind. One of the men groped along, his face twisted in dread, hand outstretched in wild motions of search, his feet shuffling and his white cane tapping in wild motions of exploration. The other blind man strode along. His white cane tapped lightly before him as he went, his head was high. One walker and one groper. It is true the walker may stumble and may get bruised, he may carry a scar from having bumped into a table a day or so ago, he may do so again. But he will stand up and keep on going. If he trips on a broken sidewalk, he will stand up and go. The groper, afraid of the unknown, with so many questions and reservations, will not move far. He sees only disaster and can at best only shuffle along. For both of them, the darkness is alike. Neither can see what lies ahead. But the difference in the lives they lead, oh, what a difference. All of us in this world, believers and unbelievers alike, are blind. None of us knows what is in front of us and what tomorrow will bring. But some of us, with Jesus as our Savior, are able to live life rather than just endure it. Christians don't know what the future holds, but they do know their Lord holds the future. They know a God who loves them so much that he was willing to sacrifice his Son for their salvation is not going to walk away from them. He is not going to desert them. He is not going to play cruel and nasty jokes on them. He is not going to change his mind and one morning decide to hate them and make their existence as miserable as he can. No, Christians know they are in the hands of a loving Father. They may not always understand why he allows things to happen to them. They may not always be able to figure out where he is leading them. But they know his hand is a loving hand. When they are afraid, his arms are the place to which they run. When things seem dark, his presence is what they seek. When they are sad, he may not take away their cause for sadness, but he will comfort them by sharing their pain. The knowledge that God is love makes all the difference in how Christians approach their unknown tomorrows. We pray, Dear Lord, grant that I may rely on your love and support, which are always there. Let my risen Savior stay with me, and may I always live a life which stays with him. In his name I ask it. Amen.